Hi, it's Stephanie Risley here. I'm making this MP3 to help my clients and anyone else who listens to this to enhance the immune system because we are in the midst of a pandemic, and the newest brain research proves, actually all research proves, that the placebo effect is just as powerful as drugs. I'm taking a lot of this information from the Psychobiology of Mind-Body Healing by Ernest Rossi, and I am a hypnotherapist, so if you'll just follow along with me, I can help you stay healthy. So now, I hope you are comfortable, not driving, lying down, that would be good. So take a deep breath in, hold it for the mental count of three, and let it out. Perfect. Take another deep breath in, hold it for the mental count of three, and let it out. You are now learning, and it's a skill set, to use your mind to reprogram your brain and your body's reactions to stress. Anything having to do with food, money, work, love, sex, family, the place that you live, and any kind of threat, which is happening now, can trigger an amygdala hijacking and can create cascades of toxic chemicals that flow from your brain down into your body and can create chaos and problems. But now you are learning a scientifically proven technique to create the relaxation response in your body so that you can keep your body strong and healthy and free. So now see, imagine, visualize all your tension, all your tightness, all your fears, your worries draining away from the very top of your head. Let them drain down through your face, down through your neck, down through your shoulders, your chest, down your stomach, your hips, your thighs, knees, calves, shins, and feet, and out your toes. Focus your attention on your toes now. And remember that each and every cell in your toes behaves like a tiny person, and that it has a job to do, a very specific and important job. And just like a person, in order to get that job done, it must work in harmony, in cooperation with the community of cells around it. And just like a person, it performs best in an atmosphere of appreciation for a job well done, acknowledgement for a job well done, and love. So now, let yourself send love, appreciation, and healing to the tips of your toes. If you don't love your toes, who will? Love your toes. Bring your awareness up your legs, up into your hips, your lungs, your heart. There's no economy of love. The more love you can give yourself, the more love you are capable of giving those whom you love. So now see, imagine, visualize the blood that pumps so effortlessly through this heart of yours. Imagine this blood were infused with unconditional love, complete support, encouragement. And let this blood pump out your arteries, down the arterioles, into the capillaries, surrounding each and every one of the 120 trillion thinking, listening cells with love, appreciation, encouragement. You can do anything you set your mind to do. And healing your body is possible. If you believe that it is, it is. Bring your awareness up into your thyroid gland. Massage your thyroid gland up into your face, up into your mind. And using your brain and your mind. See, imagine, visualize a light above your head. I don't know what color this light is right now, but you do. It might be cobalt blue. It might be emerald green. It might be shades of red, purple, gold, or even pure white. Allow your own subconscious, unconscious mind to choose the most beneficial, the most empowering color now. See it now. Perfect choice. Let this colored light now become like a beam of light, and let it shoot out of the top of your head, going as high as you can imagine, up to the all that is, up to the Buddha consciousness, Christ consciousness, universal mind, whatever you want, the all that is, where we are all connected and we are all one. And you're going up, and now you're going to drink that energy back into your body, sending it down, down, down into each and every cell in your body until you can feel every cell delighting in this energy. Now, place your hand on your chest. Good. As you breathe in deeply, letting go of any tension, place the other hand on your belly. Taking another deep breath in, inhaling as fully and comfortably as you can. Breathing it out. Now, once again, breathing in healing energy. Imagine that you are sending that warm healing energy of your breath to any part of your body that still feels tense or tight or sore. Allowing yourself to relax just for a moment so that you can feel your own breath going to any tight, tense places now. Loosening them, softening them. And then gathering up all that old energy and breathing it out so that more and more you can feel safe now, comfortable, relaxed, watching your own healing breath with a friendly but detached awareness. And any unwelcome thoughts that might float into your mind, those two, you can look at them, but send them out with your breath. You don't need them now. Releasing with your exhalation. So just for this moment, the point of power is in the present. Let your mind be empty. Just for this split second, let it feel clear. Let yourself be blessed with this inner stillness, and any old emotions that might still be rocking around inside you. You can note those, sure, you can acknowledge them, it's fine, but then send them away with your breath. This is awareness therapy, so your emotional self now can feel still and quiet, like a lake with no ripples. And now, once again, put the flat palm of your hand over your breastbone, just below the base of your neck, and the other hand in the center of your belly, palm down, so that now you can sense a soft healing warmth coming out of your hands. Become a Qigong master. You have energy in your hands. You have healing in your hands. Softly feel this energy entering your body now. Gently penetrating into the skin, down into the muscle, down into the bone, layer by layer. Surrounding and soaking into the glands that house your immune cells. Now, stimulating, revitalizing your two-lobe thymus gland just beneath your breastbone. and the little clusters of patches in your belly. And now, perhaps, even feeling a ripple of fresh appreciation for the constant support and protection that your body provides and they provide. Let yourself feel grateful to them for keeping you safe and strong and healthy. Now sense the two lobes of your thymus gland pumping up, warm and pink, healthy and full, like a peach ripening in the warmth of the sun. And so too, the tiny clusters of Paris patches, soaking in strength and purpose, tight, full, strong little sacks bursting with vitality. Now feel your thymus gland somewhere beneath your hand, gearing up now, gearing up to send forth whatever armies of defending cells that might be needed to any place in your body, to eliminate anything that might harm you. Visualize them like cartoon characters if you need to, loyal and ready. Thousands of miraculous little soldier cells, highly trained, focused, and intelligent. Utterly committed to your well-being, to your body's well-being. Knowing what to attack, and knowing what to leave alone. And sensing the movement of these remarkable, trustworthy little soldier cells. Highly trained, discriminating, and intelligent. Moving, moving, moving out from their dispatch centers. Now, all through your body, focusing on your lungs. Combining, combing tissue, combing for anything that might contribute to your discomfort. But bypassing all the healthy cells, respecting your own territory, and seeking out the cells occupied by the virus invaders. Seeking those cells out now. The cells that impose uninvited on the warm generosity of your body. But knowing now that your crack core of highly trained fighter cells can immediately see where that uninvited virus has made itself at home by the telltale markings that virus leaves on the cell, just like muddy footprints at the entrance of a door. So sensing the patrolling T cells, the B cells, sighting the marked cells, quickly now, surrounding them and destroying them with a deft thrust, like a foil in the hands of a master fencer. Deftly perforating the membrane of that cell, that virus, shutting it down, destroying it. And knowing that these miraculous little T-cells can even clone themselves when necessary. Knowing they can spread out in multiples of themselves but protect themselves from that virus and scurry after other infected cells that try to proliferate. Ferociously pursuing each and every infected cell, each and every virus cell with commitment, focus, and determination. So now, sensing the movement of these loyal defenders, dispatched from the powerful gland underneath your breastbone, and now moving all through your body, protective and loyal. And aided by other special troops, helper cells that survey the action and call in more troops as needed, and suppressor cells that are able to see when the last of the enemy is gone and thus call a halt to the fighting, calming down any over zealous fighter cells with no enemy left to attack, sending them home with the sense of a job well done, satisfied and calm. And sensing too all the varieties of your other elite troops that protect your beautiful body, marshaled from their many locations, with specialties all their own. Some especially trained to identify chaotic, mutant cancer cells that will occasionally start to form, knowing how to quickly surround them and penetrate them, poison them, destroy them deftly and easily before they can make any trouble. So just taking a moment or two to sense the movement of these intelligent, intently focused cells, spring-loaded to mobilize themselves at the merest beginnings of a threat. And sensing, feeling the brilliant transformation of other cells in your body. Cells designed to fight bacteria, cells that wait in your spleen and lymph nodes like bored recruits until needed, and then exquisitely changing form, producing charged, perfectly programmed little missiles sent through your blood supply straight to their target. Brilliant, versatile cells that also know how to magically clone themselves so they can overpower large numbers of infiltrators, however many there might be, and so restore the body's integrity and strength. And sensing, too, the cleanup crew of feeding cells, the loyal, sturdy foot soldiers who cart away the debris off the battlefield, leaving your tissues fresh and clean like new, quickly coming up to clean up whatever broken bits have been left behind. Feel it now, leaving fresh, clean space for healthy new cells to grow. So now let yourself go 10 times deeper, 10 times deeper, as you feel a sense of gratitude for this exquisitely orchestrated system of protection. For all this activity done on your behalf, by your subconscious, unconscious mind, all through your body, all day and night, a vigilant, effective, non-stop patrol. Feel it, a noble, brave army of dedicated warrior cells, utterly committed to your well-being, intelligent, discriminating. Once again, only attacking when and where necessary, and knowing when to leave well enough alone. So now let yourself breathe in deeply, and exhaling, breathing in wonder and gratitude for this everyday miracle that is your body. The miracle of your body. This miracle of healing that happens inside you every moment of every day. No less miraculous for its consistency. Breathing in energy and breathing out any tension. Breathing in a sense of safety, protection, and breathing out. And so let yourself feel peaceful and easy. Very gently now. If it's time for you to come back to room awareness, you can come back to room awareness by counting from 1 to 5. And at the count of 5, you'll be back to room awareness, feeling alive, alert, filled with energy, and ready to go on with the day. If, on the other hand, it's a time for you to sleep, then you can do the gratitude exercise. You can count backwards from 99 to 1, focusing on everything you can be grateful for. 99, I give thanks for the bed that I lie in, knowing full well so many people on this planet, in this city, do not have this luxury tonight. 98, I give thanks for, and you will fall asleep, counting your blessings, and wake up filled with a sense of joyous exuberance. And this is so, and so it is. Good night.